Welcome back to the Make or Break show, where each week we bring you stories of incredible makers and the make or break moments that have defined them along the way. I'm your host, Brandon Cullum, and this week on a showcase edition of the show, we are chatting with the Irish craftsman, Mr. Jedediah Schultz, about a table I guarantee you have never seen like before. All right, what is up, guys? Welcome back to the show. This is a special showcase edition that comes out every 2 weeks where we feature some of the cool projects that you guys are working on. If you guys would like to be featured on a future episode of the show, you make sure and hit me up over on Instagram at the Make or Break Shop and let me know some of the cool projects that you're working on, because I'd love to bring you on to chat about. And this week's guest definitely has an amazing project. This was going around here a couple weeks ago. This is the Irish Craftsman. Over on Instagram as well as Twitter. This is Jedediah, and he made a really cool table to go along with the IG Makers Challenge. And so he basically combined every like super popular thing that's going on right now into one table. It's a live edge, it's a river table, it's got a waterfall. And then it's got colored pencils inside of epoxy. And then he has this crazy metal base that looks like this tree trunks that are spun around. And it's wild. So make sure and check the show notes or just look them up online because I can't do it justice. You need to just see what it looks like when we get into how he built it. But he uses a bunch of different mediums. He uses a bunch of different techniques. And so this one is a really fun one. And it's just crazy. So let's jump into our interview with Jedediah. All right, guys, I want to welcome you back to the Make or Break show. We're hanging out with Jedediah Schultz, the Irish craftsman today, who has built one insane table that has been popping up a lot online here recently. And you've incorporated a ton of different things with it. So excited to kind of dive into its story as well as your story. So thanks for jumping on and chatting with us.
For sure.
Well, cool, man. Well, I would love to get into your background a little bit. And I thought first, so your kind of username everywhere is the Irish Craftsman. And I'm looking at you right now. People can't see, and you have this massive red beard. So I'm guessing you are Irish. Is that right?
Yeah.
So why the name, and like how did that kind of come together?
Well, I didn't want to pigeonhole myself into, you know, like woodworking or metalworking. So I tried to think of something that would go along with everything.
Yeah.
To me, craftsman kind of says like you're always learning.
Yeah.
And then I kind of embraced my Irish side, so I went with that.
That's awesome. So are your parents' families, are they both Irish, or kind of how's that work with you?
They are. I mean, I guess like any American, there's a little bit of a melting pot involved. Right. But yeah, they both have Irish in them. I couldn't tell you what part I am Irish. I know I have a pretty substantial amount.
Yeah, but that's cool. That's real cool. And then I know I've seen some like cool Instagram pictures. It looks like from your day job. And so what, because isn't your full-time deal making? It sounds like you're doing this on the side. Is that right?
Yeah, this is just kind of something I've done for a long time.
So what's your day job?
Called a pipe fitter.
Okay. And it looked like you were like super high up, like somewhere. I was like, this looks super dangerous. Like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, typically it's a dangerous job. Yeah, for that job we were about 80 foot up or so.
Okay. So it's like installing pipe,
Repairing old stuff, because I work in steel mills in the area.
Okay, cool.
Repairing old stuff and then also running new pipe. So
gotcha.
From stuff that's you know, like a half inch in diameter up to 36, 48 inch diameter pipes.
So. That's cool. So as far as working with your hands, has that always been something that you've done, like even growing up? Like what's kind of your first memory of making growing up?
Well, I guess my first real memory that sticks pretty good is I was 12 years old and I was cutting a heart out on a bandsaw for a girl and cut my thumb.
Oh no.
Like, pretty good. There's a good little scar on it, but that would probably be my first real memorable memory of making something.
Did you still give it to her?
I believe I did, yeah. I think blood and all.
Did she like it?
Yeah, probably. I don't remember much of that part. I remember my dad, you know, coming to the rescue, clean the wound out. So.
Oh, man. So where were you doing that? Did your dad have a shop?
He didn't have everything kind of centralized. That was actually, he had the bandsaw in the basement, and then he had other tools and stuff in the garage. So that was in the basement.
Gotcha. So did your dad, was he just like doing stuff around the house, or did he, like, was he a builder as well and a maker?
He also worked in the steel mills around the area, and he's always been real crafty, or he makes stuff. Yeah, he made scenery for, like, school plays.
Cool.
Just kind of as a volunteer type thing, and he always tried to find fun ways to do stuff or clever ways to make something.
Yeah. So growing up, other than cutting yourself on a bandsaw, like, were there other, like, type of projects you would kind of gravitate towards? Or, like, what did you really enjoy working on?
I mean, like any kid, I was always doing chores, but I really didn't mind it too much because most of the time I was learning something, getting to play with something cool, like a hatchet or something, you know?
Yeah.
It kind of went from making stuff into drawing stuff for a few years when I was, like, 12 or, like, 13 after that. And then I was old enough to – I started rollerblading or skateboarding, whatever, and making ramps and stuff.
I feel like a lot of people have mentioned skateboarding specifically and building ramps, like because I guess that's combining what wood and then metal if you're making like the bases and stuff too.
It's true, yeah, like the grind rail or whatever.
Yeah. That's crazy. What was the like? Were they big ramps or like what type of stuff?
I made the first ramp I made was a little like kicker ramp. So I could try to jump over my buddy's car, and then, which I was successful at.
Yeah.
And then after that, I made a quarter pipe and like a big grind box to jump onto.
That's cool. So was this like in your like backyard? Like where were you building the stuff?
I grew up next to a church, so I had like a parking lot, and we used to just screw around in there all the time. So.
That's funny. Yeah, because that is not the picture when I usually think of like folks like skateboarding and like building ramps is like usually like the church parking lot is like the last place you think that'd be. So that's funny. That's cool. So after you got out of high school, what was that kind of next step for you?
Oh, well, I worked construction for a couple of years and then joined the Air Force.
Oh, really? Okay.
Was in the Air Force for 6 years, and after that, got out, went to design school for a little bit, and then shortly after, got into the pipe fitters. So,
wait, okay, so what in the Air Force were you working on?
I was security forces, so I was basically a police officer.
It's like military police, is that right?
Yeah, basically. Okay,
gotcha, that's cool. And where were you stationed at?
I was stationed in Hurlburt Field, Florida, Air Force Base for a year. And then I was stationed in England for 4.5 years at RAF Falconbury.
Were you also like building or doing any DIY stuff during that as well?
I was, yeah. Actually, that was probably 2004. I built my first piece of furniture. It was a bookshelf, and I just used 2x4s and some galvanized steel and took a grinder and like put some swirls in the steel and then stained the 2x4s. And then the next one after that was a coffee table, oddly enough, that I made out of a box spring that I had cut apart. I thought the wires kind of looked cool, so I made a top for it, glued a bunch of pieces together, just kind of kept spawning from there.
So was this like in your like house or apartment in England? Is that right?
Yeah, in England. The military had on-base housing, and there's like a little patio, so I'd do everything on the little patio.
So you said you came back, I guess, to the States, and then you went to design school?
Yeah, Institute of Design and Technology or something like that.
Okay, cool. Where at?
In Chicago.
Okay, so what were you kind of focusing on?
Interior design, actually.
Oh, really? Okay, that's sweet. What about interiors then, I guess, got you interested?
I knew I just kind of wanted to do so. I like designing stuff, obviously, like furniture wise, but I don't know, it was kind of a jumping off point, somewhere to start and then see where maybe it would take me. I was gonna say, I find it hard to sit through classes most of the time.
Yeah. I can definitely imagine, especially since it sounds like you've been like making things and kind of like finding your own way up until then. Like I could totally see how that would be like, all right, let me just like break out the tools and start making something. So,
oh yeah, for sure.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. So it sounds like you've got like a really heavy background in construction and making in general, and then you've got the design piece of it as well. And so then did you just continue making like as you started your pipe fitting job? Like, has that still been something like you're making stuff around the house and furniture and everything?
Before I started my channel, I did like a wood burner for the garage. It's called a rocket mass heater. It's kind of, okay. And I built a chicken coop. Let's see. I've been in my house for 2.5 years now. So it's, a lot of it's just been like normal, you know, house upkeep, I guess.
Yeah. And so, it looks like you got on YouTube about a year ago. Is that right? Ish.
I was actually just looking at that yesterday. I think it was January 23rd last year.
Okay, so a little over a year. What kind of what inspired you to get on YouTube?
Which I'm sure a lot of people would say. I was watching one of Jimmy's videos, and he just said something like, pick up a camera and start doing it. So I did.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you've posted a ton since then. Are your projects range all over the place. Are they still just kind of the things that you're interested in? Are the things that you're working on?
Yeah, for the most part, it's just kind of whatever strikes my fancy at the moment.
Yeah, that's cool. So is this your garage that you're mostly working in, like your shop, I guess?
Yeah, it's my garage. When I moved in, it was, you know, it was just studs. There was like two outlets in here and then joists. And so I've been doing a lot of work since then.
That's cool. Your forge stuff? Mm-hmm. Is really cool. I'm trying to talk my wife into like, let me build some type of forge like in the backyard or something. Like I want to go like old school bike thing. But that's really cool. So it has metal then? Like, have you always been interested in that in addition to more the woodworking and the construction side?
Since I built that first bookshelf, I've always loved the look and thought the idea of wood and metal, you know, like something natural with something kind of rough and man-made combined. Yeah. So that's where I started going in that direction. I ended up in the pipe fitters, which is all steel work, and I gained some confidence in that and things that I could learn from it and then push more into other areas. So
yeah. And just for, because I'm not like super familiar on the pipe fitting side of things, like, are you welding pipes together? Like, I'm just thinking of like galvanized pipe when I hear that. Like, what does that look like when you're 80 feet up in the air?
Well, a lot of times we do welding, and we also do like screw piping, like pipe fittings. Okay. Like, you have to be certified to be a welder on a pipe and all that stuff in order to, because sometimes, not for what I'm doing, but for a lot of other guys, they will x-ray the welds when you're done to make sure it's a completely good weld.
Oh, really? Because are they holding pressure or anything too?
Yeah, some of them are holding steam or water that's at its flash point, things like that.
Gotcha. So you have for real welding experience then. Okay. So you are a legit welder, as well as all this other stuff you've been working on. And you mentioned before we got on the show that you were kind of listening to Making It and the guys joking around, like some of the, especially like the live edge trends that are going on right now. I guess the last like month or so, we've seen a lot. So what made you decide to build your crazy table? Like, what was, I guess, like the first idea? Like, I want to incorporate this in it.
Oh, really? Well, I got some slabs that I chopped up or slabbed up, and initially I'm like, I got to start using some of this material laying around the shop. And then I also knew I wanted to do something with colored pencils. Bobby Duke, Bobby Duke Arts, he did the the coffee cup with the colored pencils pouring out, and I thought that was pretty cool. I'm like, well, how could I do something, you know, with colored pencils? And my wife likes the look of the colored pencils, so I thought something might interest her. So that was kind of the beginning process. With a lot of things I do make, I wanted to incorporate steel somehow, so I decided to put those rails in it. The legs as trees was kind of an afterthought, because I was doing this as a challenge for Instagram. They call it, it's called the IG Builders Challenge. So I entered in that contest and, you know, just wanted to bring something different to the table, I suppose.
You definitely did. So I'd love to kind of just walk through like the building process, because there's so many elements in it that make it like really cool. So I guess you're starting with that slab, is that right?
Yeah. Yes, I did. I started with the slab. It was 12 inches wide and the table needed to be 22. So first I flattened it. I threw it on some sawhorses. I just used 2x4s as a rail. I cut it in half, or pretty close to wherever half landed. After that, I figured out where I wanted to make the cuts for the waterfall edge. Yeah, I glued that up. And in order to, since it was kind of like an awkward thing, I had to use a piece of angle and to stop it from rising. So like,
yeah. And that's, you left that kind of exposed. Is that right? Like you can see that poking through the edges, which looks really cool. Is that the same spot that I'm thinking of?
Glue up. I just used a piece of angle to keep it from sliding around.
Oh, angle iron. Sorry. I meant like what the, it's actually going like a pin, like going through the edge of the waterfall.
So I decided to use the pins, one for aesthetics and two because since it's such a small surface area for gluing, I didn't want it to get knocked around, and I'm sure it didn't need it. But so I put the pins in it and I liked the way it looked without sanding them down, just because it adds one more little like what the heck type of. And initially I was trying to find some small I-beam to use so that you'd see like the edge of the end of the I-beam.
Oh, cool.
But I couldn't find any, so I just ended up using some 2-inch C-channel.
I think what's funny is like you added, not funny, but it's like live edge, waterfall, river. So it's like all the super popular like table things right now, which is amazing. But then your river... and you mentioned it already, and people just need to see it. I mean, you've taken how many colored pencils, and you cut them off, and then did you epoxy on top? Is that what that is?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so you just combined everything that's, like, on YouTube into one. So how many, like, colored pencils did you use?
It was 1,200 colored pencils, and I set my table saw at a 45, or sorry, my band saw at a 45, cut the tip off, and then made... 5-6 more cuts, so I ended up with 6 pieces.
Okay.
I cut them at a 45 so that you'd be able to see more of the color pencil, because if I just put it in there vertically, it just I don't think it would have been as striking. So yeah, so I started putting them all in. I hot glued them down so they didn't float out. So I think in total it was like 8,400 pieces minus whatever I had left over, so say like 6,000 pieces or something.
hold on, 8,400, like, so, and then I guess divide that by 4, that's how many color pencils you had, is that right? Somewhere around there?
Well, I started with 1,200 color pencils, cut them all up, so I had 8,400 pieces, so I had somewhere between 6,000 and 7,000 pieces got glued down, I'm pretty sure.
How long did that take?
That glue down process, I would come home from work and go straight to it for probably another 8 hours, and then... out probably 30 hours.
Just for the colored pencils?
Yeah, most likely. Well, that doesn't include cutting them and stuff. So yeah, definitely.
Did you like start to hallucinate at any time? Like I can imagine like those colors just over and over and over again. It's like you're taking like drugs or something. Like what is happening?
You know, I'd have my headphones in and just zone out. I don't know. It was kind of weird, to be honest.
Did you ever reach a point where you're like, maybe this wasn't a good idea? Like, what have I got myself into?
10 times during the glue.
But it was like, no, there's like, you couldn't go back, right? Like you had to do it.
Yeah, I had the goal to finish this challenge and finish this table. So it is what it is, you know, sometimes you just got to grind it out.
Yeah. That is really funny. Okay, so then you said you I guess you did the epoxy on top, like to fill in the river.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I, once all pencils are glued down, I poured a layer, or I filled it with epoxy so it went down in between all the colored pencils, and then I. Oh, in order for the epoxy to not drip down the sides where they carved out the drips, I had covered the whole outside in hot glue, basically like creating an epoxy form.
So the legs you mentioned, that was, yeah, what are, is that just like, what are the legs made out of?
They are made out of 1/4 inch, 5/16 and 3/8 round bar. And I took 8 pieces of each, 3 foot long, so 24 pieces. Somewhere around the middle, I tack welded them all together 10 inches apart. And then that's when that's the section I heat warmed up or got hot in the forge, and then used 2 24 inch pipe wrenches to.
And just twisted it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And then what's cool about it is it comes down and it's like the feet, it's like you have like really organic feet at the bottom. Was that something when you knew you wanted to do like the twisted iron, was that an element you wanted to bring into it?
Yeah, I wanted to try to, because initially, you know, I was going over ideas, what you understood, I'd just keep the feet completely steel. But I thought with the live edge and, you know, it's got reclaimed oak wood for the feet that the trees are sitting on, it kind of seemed to fit together. Plus, you know, you got this gnarly looking tree and sitting on a piece of wood, you know.
That's nuts. And so then the sides too, like it's not just when people, if they haven't seen it, like it's not just like a waterfall, like and it goes straight down, but it's like it's dripping down the side. Like how did you like make, like cut out the contours for the drips and everything out of the wood, and then I guess out of the color pencils too?
I used a angle grinder with a flap disc.
Okay, cool.
To get the rough shape, and then I used an end grinder with another sanding disc to get in there. And then real small spots, I used a Dremel.
Was that something you knew going in? You wanted to have that piece, or is that something just kind of as you're going, this would be really cool to do?
That was actually one element of it I knew I wanted to do.
Okay.
Colored pencils was to carve them, you know, to expose the length of the lead. So,
oh, gotcha. Yeah, because it's not, you didn't just cut them at that, what you said, 60 degrees on the bandsaw. Like then you went back and actually like put like texture and contour.
Yeah,
in the actual form.
Once I got them all epoxied in, I belt sanded everything flat and then drew a quick design and then just kind of went to town with the angle grinder and a flap disc and put a lot of contour into it so it looked like a river and terrain and things like that, kind of a little bit, getting more depth, you know.
Yeah.
Then just worked for a while smoothing that all out. So
what was the sawdust like in your shop during that?
Yeah, everything is covered, even still, like I cleaned up, but it's still like I pull something off the shelf, it's just got, you know, layer of dust on the top, plus it's all multicolored. So
yeah, were you just like covered like just in the rainbow when you got done with it?
Oh yeah, for sure.
That is insane. That's so cool. And so then as far as finishing it and like sealing it, did you have to do anything like special because you used so many different materials? What did that look like?
Well, what's cool about epoxy is you can, which I kind of learned, I guess, from this project, was it'll take to most surfaces.
Okay.
So it seems. And so I was able to just pour a coat over the whole top of the thing and brought it all together.
Gotcha. That's nice. And are the legs, do they run like the whole way underneath? Or is it like you have 2 legs on each side?
I was going to do them the whole way, but... I wanted it to come apart in 3 pieces. I mean, okay. In the event that someone wanted to buy it or something like that, I'd be able to ship it easier or whatever.
Yeah. So where is that? Where's that table now?
Sitting right there.
So it's in your shop. That's cool. Will you keep it in your house?
I mean, maybe for a little bit. I am going to try to see about getting it up somewhere or into some sort of gallery or something, you know, see where it goes.
That's cool. Yeah, what's the like the reaction like when people see it in person?
Well, most people are like, the pictures don't even fully describe what it looks like, truthfully.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're and people who haven't seen the pictures are just like, they're touching it and they're like, what? You know, like trying to feel the ripples that you can see through the epoxy and stuff like that. So.
What is, what's your favorite element of it?
I think it is the colored pencil carving, the drips for me. Because,
gotcha.
Like, to me, that was just like an idea. I don't know if it's going to work out, but I'm going to go for it type thing. And I mean, it turned out better than I anticipated. So, you know, it was a cool surprise.
So neat. Well, that's cool, man. Well, for people that definitely want to see this build, but then the other builds you got coming in the future, what's the best place you send folks to check you out?
I try to keep up to date on Instagram as often as I can. Which is Irish Craftsman 7. And YouTube can be found with either my name, Jedediah Schultz, or Irish Craftsman. Either one, I believe you can find it. And then Facebook, I'm on there too.
Do you have a project that's going to top this one that you already like have in your mind?
Oh, boy. I don't have one in mind, honestly, yet.
I feel like you could build something that's like on fire, or you have like a live like fire element or something that would be. Well, I was like, that's the only thing I could even think of that would be crazier than what this is. Something on fire.
But. All the elements.
Yeah, all the elements. Yeah, very true. Well, cool, man. Well, I appreciate your time and jumping on with me tonight. This thing is insane, so it's gonna be fun to see the reaction to as more people get to check it out. So.
I appreciate you contacting me and having me on here. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, man. It's my pleasure.